The movement of the stamp sands just doesn't stop. I visited Grand Traverse Harbor this summer, where 5 miles of beaches were covered by black, pebbly mine waste called stamp sands. Again this fall, strong storms are threatening to push the sands onto parts of the harbor that are still untouched, says Jay Parent of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy.
The biggest thing is the high water that's really killing us. So we're trying to pull the sand back away from the wall before the waves throw it in.
The reefs and beaches at Grand Traverse Harbor are key habitat for whitefish and lake trout. Those fish are historically caught by members of the nearby Keweenaw Bay Indian community. That tribe is now funding ongoing dredging to clear the sands, Parent says.
The key thing was the timeliness of the tribe jumping in and funding, pulling back the sand, because the state's money was held up due to COVID restrictions.
That dredging, like the kind that has been happening since 2019, is only a temporary fix to a giant problem. In the early 1900s, copper mining companies dumped 25 million tons of waste near Lake Superior. The tribe, DNR, and their partners are still trying to figure out a long-term plan to stop the stamp sands from spreading. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.